listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht.
Hey, hi everybody. How are you today? Well, in Southern California, it's raining. Let's see, it's May 17th, 2011. It's just drippy and gray, and I was feeling a little flat. So you know what I did before I got on air? I listened to my MP3, the Happiness Mojo, the one that I have on my website. I've got 8 of them there. But what I plan to do, if I have time during the show, is I'll play a little bit of that for you so you can hear what they're like on MP3s and maybe give you a little lift if you need it. Today's show, well, it's, I call it an eclectic show or a surprise show. I think I'm going to, for a while, put one of these shows in a month so I can talk about whatever I want to, whatever's happening, because I have to set these shows up a month, 2 months ahead of time. By the time I get to them, sometimes I go, oh, well, I'm bored with that, but that's what I have to talk about. So, first of all, before we start, let me give you the phone number to call me, because one of the best parts of the show, for me anyway, is listening to you when you call me on air and tell me your troubles, your issues, your problems with people, dead or alive, the situations, whatever. I look into them and tell you what I see and hear. So, phone number, all over the world, it's for everybody, 1-877-230-3062 again. 1-877-230-3062. I know it's hard to get on, but keep trying. Here's a little trick. Now everybody will know it. As soon as I hang up from one person, start trying again, because there's a line open, right? Okay. If you are listening to a syndicated show, because my show is syndicated different places now, and you want to know where I am live, to find out that radio station you need to, and so you can call in on my live show, please go to my website. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. All right. First of all, let's see. I'll just start with a little testimonial. A nice one, because I'm going to read you. I decided part of what I'm going to do today is read you some emails to me that aren't so nice, because I just need to get it out of my system. But we'll start with a nice one. Because I enjoyed this. It's about the mojos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to listen to some of my past shows. But this show, I'll be throwing out some mojos to you, too. It's good energy that I throw out to help people. It's pretty wild. It's strong energy, and it can be pretty exciting. So this lady, Nancy, wrote, "Hi, Venus. I wanted to tell you that I was listening to you around 11 p.m. one night. You were giving out a mojo, and I was so excited. Well, my dog, Penny, was asleep in another room, and she rarely ever wakes up because she is all covered up, and she's a great sleeper. But when you gave out that mojo, Penny woke up and started barking and barking. I was laughing so hard. I told her it was okay, and she went right back to sleep. I really enjoy listening to you and your daughter. Thanks for all the positives that you put out into the universe, Nancy." Gosh, I even wake the dogs up. I am so talented. All right, but the show topic. All right, first of all, I want to mention a postscript to last week's show. That was May 10th, 2011. Do you remember when I spoke to Billy the Kid? Billy the Kid on the other side. I thought it was a darn good show myself. Because Billy had been following me around for a couple months, remember, wanting to talk. So finally I said, okay, we'll talk. And he struck me as being kind of a lost soul, and his mother died when he was real young. He didn't have a father or something. He had no family, and he had to learn to make it, to live on his own in the Old West, in the USA. And he had to pick up whatever he could, wherever he could. Imagine you having to learn everything on your own without guidance, and he fell in with some rough people, and some killings happened, and a few other things about Billy the Kid. But one thing Billy did was he lived with gusto. He enjoyed his life. He had a lot of exciting times. And I had to admire him for what he did in spite of not having a family and doing the best he could. You might want to listen to that show. It was a pretty good one. And then a lady came on after. And remember, this lady had lost her mother probably about the same age. She was 15. I think Billy was younger. Kim, that was her name. And now Kim was 36, and you can listen to the show to get all the details, but Kim had not been living her life for 21 years. She had been living in limbo, living the death over and over and blaming herself and on and on. And what struck me was 21 years she hadn't been living. Billy the Kid died at 21 years old, and he lived. And so I think I said something like, she needed to take some advice from Billy the Kid and live as he lived. Of course, what I meant was to live, just get out and jump into life and live it with gusto. I certainly didn't mean that she should take up killing. But one lady took exception, and because I'm bringing this up in case I just misspoke and didn't communicate well, but this lady wrote me right after. She said, "Well, you lost any credibility with me when you told that young woman who lost her mother in a car accident at age 15 that she had something to learn from Billy the Kid." Well, I think the rest of us can see what Billy was trying to show us, or what he did show us. All right. A lot of people did email me about that show. They were entranced by Billy. It was quite interesting. All right. Moving along. A few weeks ago, I was doing a phone reading with a lady, and at the end, she suddenly said to me, "People sometimes say hateful or horrible things to me, and it shatters me." And she said, "What can I do, Venus?" And I told her that sometimes I get abusive emails, and I'll read one of those to you in a minute. But I want to tell you, first of all, about one my brother Jim just got the other day. He has the mobile kitchen that's stationary. You've heard about him. He's gone through 3.5 years of trying to get a restaurant, and he just couldn't because of the county and the money. He's deeply in debt, and finally, after 3.5 years, they let it go through. And he's had one trouble after another after another. He has wonderful food. People love it. But, you know, I said, you'll never sell enough hamburgers to make the money back that you owe. Anyway, so Jim is up and down quite a bit. And then my sister tells me he showed up at her house, Polly, and he was almost in tears, and she said somebody had emailed him and said, "You have the most disgusting food in town, and it's way overpriced." You know, first of all, I thought, well, gee, I wonder what the best price for disgusting food might be. But anyway, I was really angry about it, and why would anybody be so cruel? Jim was just shattered. So why would something do something like that, so cruel and unnecessary? Actually, when I sat and looked at it, I think I may know who did it and why. It's just a gut hunch I have. People do things for all different reasons, but poor old Jim, I know how he feels. So he gets the kind of email that I sometimes get. I want to say, though, that 99.99% of the time, I get fabulous email from all of you. You are way too complimentary of me. I can't believe it for a minute, but I do. I love it. Keep sending it. But sometimes I get some other kinds. There was a lady. This was just kind of puzzling. I often get puzzling things. People email me. They go through my site. You know, you go to GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. You read my rates and how I work, and then you fill out this little form. And then I can set you up a time and a day. And so I did that for this lady, and I remember saying, you know, "Thank you for your email," and I set up a time and a day and said, "Please let me know if this works or not," and I wished her all the best. I was very friendly, and she wrote back, and she said she was very disappointed in me, and she was very disappointed in me because I wasn't personal when I answered her, and she just didn't think she wanted to have a reading with me, and I just thought, what does she mean? I mean, I don't know this woman yet. I haven't looked into her, nothing. How could I be more personal? I thought I was very pleasant and nice. And I just emailed back and said, "Yeah, I think you're right. I think you need to look for somebody else. I don't think we'd be a match." So sometimes I get weird stuff like that I have to laugh about. Another puzzling email, a lady accused me of mistreating her by sending her a form letter. It hadn't been a form letter. I'd answered her. It was in my own words. And I had done it very quickly because she had emailed me just as I was going on air, and it was a question that I felt she needed a quick answer to about something. And so I just emailed her a quick answer, and then I emailed her later and said, "I'm sorry I was so short with you. I was going on air." And then she said she would never bother me again. That was very puzzling. And then here's another one. Let's see. Oh, here's a fun one. Do you remember when I talked to Princess Diana on the other side? And I really enjoyed that. You can find all these shows in the archives, by the way. Diana was not as I expected her to be, and it was just I thought, a really lovely interview. And then I asked her all the National Enquirer questions that we all had. And she was very gracious in answering them about how she felt about the new daughter-in-law-to-be and the Queen Mother and Camilla. And we had a ball. Anyway, this lady wrote and said, "Dear Venus, I don't believe you really saw and talked to Princess Diana. Sorry. Do you really live in Ramona?" Well, yes, I do, by the way. She says, she goes on, "There are a lot of people in the Ramona area that do not get their cats and dogs spayed and neutered, and thus there are many unwanted and homeless animals. In the case of cats, the mom cat is often pregnant while still nursing a previous litter, and all of these kittens then must go roaming to look for something to eat. They get run over and eaten by coyotes, mostly. And what she says is true, and I've certainly done my bit to collect feral cats and get them fixed. Believe me, you've heard my stories of several years of catching cats out of the grape arbor and getting them all fixed, etc. But then she goes on. Now, remember she said, I don't believe you really saw and talked to Princess Diana. Sorry. So she tells me all this about the animals, and then she says, I know Princess Diana cared about issues like this problem, one on your very doorstep if you live in Ramona, so it would be nice if she said something about how important it is to spay and neuter your pets, yours truly. She signed her full name, which I thought was very good of her. I respect her for that. But if she didn't believe I talked to her and saw her, then why is she upset because Diana didn't mention the cats in Ramona that need to be neutered and sprayed? It's an interesting business I have here. All right. And here's another one. This one really got me going. This lady said, I don't know. I'll just leave her name off. She left her, she put her first name here in her state, but I'll leave it off. Don't you feel a little bit bad about charging such an outrageous fee? I realize you have to make a living, but $12 a minute is robbery. It really makes me wonder about your true abilities. I have to question your relationship with the spiritual side. It makes me think of Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo is a notorious psychic with a bad reputation. Okay, she says, just my thoughts. Until I saw how much you charged, I was seriously considering purchasing a phone reading. Now, not so much. Regards. Anyway, what sets me off is people who don't know me, probably have never heard me on the show, they don't know how I work, they don't know all the free readings I give for people all the time, and that I work by the minutes. You can have 5 minutes or 65, whatever you want, so you control it, et cetera, et cetera. It just sets me off. How does she know about my spirituality or who I'm in touch with or who works through me? How dare she make these assumptions? That's how I reacted to that one. I found this email very disturbing. I found it abusive, judgmental, and condemning. And it reminds me of something I saw back in time. I had this friend named Barry. 40s, early 50s, handsome man, good-looking man, looked very robust and healthy. I went uptown with him when he came to visit, and there were a few other people with us in his van. And we parked in, he was driving, he parked in handicapped. He had a handicap sign. And he gets out. I think we're all staying inside for some reason. He's getting out. He has to go inside the store and get something. Gets out, and he's just walking across the sidewalk. And this woman comes running up to him, and she loudly berates him, yells at him, tells him how disgusting he is, how horrible he is to be parking in handicapped when he's fully bodied, able-bodied or whatever. And she went on and on. I was stunned. And she just ripped him upside and down the other. Everybody's walking by and looking at Barry and looking at her and, you know. And he didn't say anything that I could hear. He just shook his head, you know, and then he turned and went into the store. He was very polite to her. Thing was, Barry was dead a month later. He died. He had a heart problem. He had a very serious heart problem. You couldn't see it. And he looked good, but he was dead a month later. And I was so, I mean, this woman thought she was doing the best thing by appearances. And I understand this because I'm sure I've done stuff like this myself. And we all of us, most of us, me, tend to judge quickly. You know, he looked great. He looked handsome, robust, tanned. Why are you parking there? It's my duty to let you know that you're not allowed. You know, well, she was dead wrong, so to speak. So back to where I started here. The lady I was working with on the phone, She asked what to do when attacked by abusive people. Well, I suggested a few things. But then it hit me. Something occurred to me. And I don't know about you, but when I get smacked out of nowhere like this, it scatters me into pieces. I get hit with it, and I absorb the other person's issues, and it can stay with me like days. And it even makes me physically ill because I've taken on their stuff. You know, I didn't have time to protect myself. Anyway, I was thinking about all this, and I suddenly realized that I'm done. I'm just finished with abuse. I'm not going to take it ever again. Not just in emails, but in everything. Because I've always tried to be careful about not hurting anyone, even when they deliberately hurt me. But do you know what? I'm done. So I decided, and I told this lady the same thing. She thought it was a pretty fine idea. I said, the next time someone flails me like that, I'm going to throw it back. And I don't mean what they reply, because it's best not to reply to these kinds of people, but just take the energy and throw it back. Personally, I'll probably throw it really hard into the universe or have it roar by real close to the person. And I hope I don't slam it into them. You know, it might nick them as it goes by, but I'm afraid to throw it full force because you know how forceful I can throw things. And that could be pretty dangerous. I don't want to do that. But I'm not going to hold it in any longer, worry over it, and get an L over it. I'm just done. So that's, you know, my advice. That's my great, highly spiritual advice. So I may get an email questioning my spirituality now. You know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking of the presidents and how well they do with this. Look how all the presidents get so abused by the public. Oh, my gosh. They're horrible. Where did I put that? I had notes about all the presidents. Let me see. Oh, remember when President Ford, fell down the Air Force One stairs? And everybody made such fun of him, and he was a wimp, and he was weak, and yada, yada. Poor man just slipped on the stair. Jimmy Carter, he was always reviled as a wimp. But look at him now. I mean, Habitat for Humanity, he's a great humanitarian. But everybody was so cruel to him. I remember when President Bush the first, remember when he was at that big dinner in Japan and he leaned over and he threw open the Japanese premier's lap? Do you remember that? Oh, there was a lot going on about that. And then look at President Obama. God, he's been reviled as a wimp, and he's black, and he's a do-nothing president, and he's this and that. And all the time, look what he has been doing. He always has a real serene look on his face, and he's careful with what he says, and he seems modulated and meditative, and look what he just did. Look what he just did. And all in the space of a few days, he didn't do just that, but he did a number of things. I'd say he got back at him. But so I've also decided that if the presidents can take all that, which is nowhere, I mean, what I get is nowhere near what they get, certainly I can be better about this, and we all can. All right. There's a little note here from Unicorn. This is on the chat room. Venus wanted to update you since your mojo for my house to sell last week. We have a lot more people interested in 3 big exclamation marks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I believe I threw out a mojo to everybody to have your houses sell if you want them to or whatever else you want to sell. So thank you for that. I think that's a Billy, aren't you, Unicorn Billy? My friend Billy. Okay. Oh, it's time to take a little break. When I come back, oh gosh, I've got plenty more to talk about. I've got you waiting on the phones. I want you to hear a bit of the happiness mojo. We'll be right back. Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show.
Do you know that all of the Dear Venus shows are archived? You can listen to them anytime. To find the Dear Venus Show with Venus Andrecht on iTunes Podcasts, the archived shows, or to have the current show emailed you each week, go to Venus's website at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Click on the radio section on the homepage. That's all there is to it. You can have Venus with you anytime, all the time. You may start to feel like she's moved in with you. You can find her archived shows at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com in the radio section on the homepage.
Would you like to have Venus's great mojo energy in your home all the time, influencing and helping you in many ways? Well, you can have that energy. Venus puts good mojo into every painting she creates. And when you purchase one of her paintings, at your request, she'll put in an extra special mojo just for you. She'll write your mojo onto the back of the picture and sign the painting to you from her. To see Venus's work, prices, and how to request your personal mojo, please go to artmojos.com. That's artmojos.com. You'll feel better just looking at the mojo-filled artwork on her site. Try it and see. artmojos.com.
Hi, this is Venus. You know what mojos are. They're huge, good energy of all different kinds that I gather up from the universe and toss to all of you on this radio show. You also know that I have 8 more, well, what I consider rather impressive mojos that you can listen to over and over on MP3s, downloaded off my website for a nominal fee per mojo, and that I have a special running on all 8 mojos for $20 off. You can find the mojos and the mojo special on my website, godisalwayshappy.com. But here's something new. You also know I do private phone sessions where I dig into your problems and I talk to your people, dead or alive, to get information. And I work to change situations and bring good things into your life. But did you know that I've started doing something special after each phone call is completed? After I turn off the clock, I ask the beings to bring through a personal mojo for you. Then I toss it to you. It's a free mojo, especially for you and for nobody else. I'm getting lots of happy reports about these free personal mojos. If you're interested, you can set up a regular phone session with me. That includes the free mojo by going to my website, godisalwayshappy.com. Go to the home page and click where it says readings. Why am I doing this? Because I like to do it. I hope we'll be chatting soon.
Money isn't a thing. It's an energy. Do you need more of it? Could you use a dose of good mojo, good energy, so money swirls into your life whenever you need it? In Venus and Summer's Flow Dreaming teleclass, they shower you with strong manifesting energy around your personal financial wish to help pull it into your life. Check out the monthly Flow Dreaming class with Venus and her daughter at flowdreaming.com, FLOW dreaming.com, and look under workshops.
You're listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht. Hi there, Venus Andrecht, that's me. Next show, May 24th, 2011. Do you have an overactive nervous system? What's wrong with you? Are you fixable? Well, what does it mean if you have an overactive nervous system? I have one. Can you tell? You might have weird ailments, phobias, fears, you're jumpy, all kinds of things. We're going to talk about that and everything I've learned about it. So tune in for that next week. Facebook fans, you know every show now I'm starting to beg you to go on my Facebook fan site. Join me over there. Right there at the moment, I've got a little story on it about the kangaroos on my back patio. So to find my Facebook page and join, please go to or look for Venus Andrecht, A-N-D-R-E-C-H-T, Facebook. Join me there. And let's see, before I get to the calls, I'm going to do this. I told you I was feeling a little flat today, so I had to listen to my own happiness mojo. Oh, this was the mojo. Wasn't this the one since we've been, the topic has been odd emails. Remember where that lady got upset with me because my happiness mojo made her, what was it? It made her cramp. Oh, it annoyed her. I annoyed her. Remember that? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, most people don't tell me. No, she's the only one that's told me to annoy her, but you'll be able to decide for yourself because I'm going to let you listen to a part of it in just a moment here. I'm going to read you a testimonial about, she must be talking about my happiness mojo. Melody, she says, I love your mojos The sound of the children giggling just makes me feel so joyful. There is no way to feel depressed or down when I listen to all your mojos. The first time I listened to them all, one after the other, whew, it was powerful. So much energy that I would not recommend listening to them when you are trying to go to sleep. I think I told you this story one night when I just made all those mojos, the 8 for the MP3s on my site. I had my brother Jim, the one I mentioned earlier in the show, I had him come in and listen to all of them. He was spending the night with me here in the art room. And so I turned him on. He's on his couch. I'm sitting here in the chair. I made him listen to all 8. I swear he was up till 4 in the morning. I could hardly sleep either. I said, we're never doing that again. Not that late. Okay, well, let me see. I'm going to turn up the sound here. And then I'm going to turn on this happiness mojo. This is the kind you will find on my site. I'll let you listen to just a part of it, okay? I hope it comes through all right. This is a test. Here we go.
GodIsAlwaysHappy.com.
Okay, that's part of it. Did you hear it? I hope you heard it. I hope it came through okay. All right. I feel happy, 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 happy. All right. The next break, I'm going to announce the winner of a free 10-minute personal phone session with me and how to get in the winner's pot with a chance to win. But first of all, we're going to go here to the, what would you call it, the studio deck, and I'm going to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and see what you've got on your minds. Let's go with Kathy in Mexico, New York. I never heard of Mexico, New York. Kathy.
Yes, hi.
Is there really a place like that?
There really is a place.
All right. So, honey, go ahead.
It's between Phoenix and Pulaski.
Phoenix and Pulaski?
New York, yes.
Wow.
I just didn't know those. Either.
No, well, Phoenix is right next door to me in Arizona, but all right, Kathy, well, what's on your mind, darling?
I'm in a situation where I'd like to settle with about my husband.
Okay. Like what?
As far as divorce goes, should I?
Well,
should I not? I've got conflict from everyone, and I know the decision is mine.
Right.
But I'm getting everybody else's
advice. And now you want mine? Sure!
And, yeah,
I'll be glad to throw mine in.
I'd like to know if you could tell me which would be better for me.
Well, let's just see what we can see. Kathy, how old are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm retired, and I will be 60 in December.
Okay. And your husband's first name, does he work? What
he
is
works,
his age?
In a factory.
Okay.
His name's Mike.
Mm-hmm. And how old is Mike?
Mike is 50, 49. He'll be 50 in July.
Does he have darker hair?
No, he's blonde.
Is there a darker haired man around you that plays a big part in your life or something?
No.
Okay. Now, when this happens, it can be someone around you physically or on the other side. I know that sounds like a cop-out, but this often happens. Somebody who's trying to help you or give advice, or it could be someone physically in your life. I don't know, but that's the man I was seeing. So I'll put him aside for right now. I'm going to look at Mike, who's blonde, who's 59, almost 60, factory. Okay, so for Kathy, let's just see what I pick up. And then we'll go with that. So I'm going to come in to you first, Kathy. And, of course, sometimes people feel me when I come in. If you do, don't be alarmed. I'm just laughing because the way I went into you was like, I went in like a breath of air, you know, a puff of air. And it was like I could almost feel your hair blow up.
Yeah.
On top of you. Did you feel it?
I don't have much
Well, what you had, it blew up right on your forehead there. Okay, so Kathy, let me get into your head now and look at Mike. I hear you saying things like, I'm tired of the bum. Is he just lazy or boring or something that's just really getting on your... All of the above? Poor Mike. Okay. So how long have you all been married?
Since 03, but we've been together for 13 years.
Okay, so your question is, should I leave him, should I not? How will it go? How will it not? Okay, so I'm going to stand back and look at this, get out of both of you. Let me go into Mike. I haven't been into him. I just told you what you thought. I want to see what he's thinking. Mike, I'm a friend of your wife's. I'm a friend of Kathy's in Mexico, New York. Okay, what do you feel about your wife and your marriage? You know, it's kind of a funny sense. He feels like kind of a drooly kind of guy. I don't know if he actually drools, but he just like maybe doesn't have a lot on the ball somehow. And how do you feel about the marriage? How do you feel about being married? He feels like you're kind of hard on him in some ways, and he likes to stay out of your way, or maybe he doesn't listen to you, and that's how he keeps you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so overall, Stanley is not a happy marriage for him either, or you. It's like you each put up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts up with you because he gets good things out of it, you know, like men do, companionship, food, you know, things that men seem to need. And he doesn't want to have to go out on his own. He doesn't want that. But you have a little more spunk. And it's you are thinking you could do better on your own, that you would have more energy if you were on your own. And that you would be able to do something if you're not already. It feels like you have a hobby or some line of work, something you have an interest in, you're either doing now or thinking about or will do, that you won't have to be thinking about or looking after him. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What is that thing that you've got in mind there?
Well, I make cakes.
Ah,
for
okay.
People.
Okay, and you will just have more time, and it feels like you put your mind into that, and you don't have to be... He's like, in your mind, he's kind of a drag on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you just consider this? Why don't you just get a separation? You don't have to run to divorce right away. Get a separation. Have him live somewhere else. You live wherever, and just see how it goes. I don't feel like there's any rush to do anything, and this gives you time to make up your own decisions, and people can yammer on all they want to about what you should do or what you should not do. I just don't feel a rush. I would just get a separation. I would separate the money or whatever, and if I were you, I'd start building my own business, my own life, my own cake business, and see how it goes, see how you feel without him. What's the rush?
Sure.
Is there a rush?
No.
Then don't rush. There's your answer. Now you've got one more opinion to sift through.
Okay.
Either way, but I would separate and feel it out first. That's what I would do.
Okay.
And then go from there. Okay, darling?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Well, there you went. Wow. Okay. Let me get my mind back here. Let me try and get my mind back here. I know relationships are difficult, aren't they? And, I hear so many secrets when I work with people on, you know, the phone. Oh, I have some good ones I could tell you, but I just don't dare. But what is the rush? You know, sometimes there's a rush when you have to break up with somebody or leave them. I mean, if they're abusive, like we were talking about earlier, or they're spending all your money, or you need to get some legal separation to stop the drain or whatever it might be. I think sometimes people jump too quickly, like often a man will do it. A woman, too. You get somebody on the side and you think, oh, this is much better than what I've got. Bam, and you take off. And, you know, a lot of those times the person on the side that was such a hot number, they just don't work out. It just doesn't. And there you are. That can be good. Maybe that's what it takes to get you out of a marriage or a bad relationship, a bad situation. But it's all very interesting. All right. You know what? I'm just going to take a break a little bit early. That way we're going to have a lot more time to talk to people when I get back. So hope you're listening there at the studio. This is Venus Andrecht with the Dear Venus Show. I'll be right back.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you. You have given so much hope to people.
Thank you.
I'm Summer McStravick. Join me at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for Flow Dreaming here on ContactTalkRadio.com. It'll change your world.
Hello, this is Venus. My acupuncturist and my doctor all say the same thing to me. I can't believe the age you are. You look so much younger. One acupuncturist often tells me, if you would just dye your hair, you'd look 25 years younger. You don't have any lines on your face. Well, yes, I do have a few, but I've been taking a safe, all-natural youth formula for 10 years now. That's my secret. It's amino acids in a patented stack that prompts your body to release its own human growth hormone safely and naturally. And our natural HGH is something that keeps us looking and feeling younger and healthier. To read my story about how this formula started working for me and where to get it, please go to my website, godisalwayshappy.com. Then go to the home page, look under Venus's Health Secrets, and click on the photo of the bottle that you see there. When you start taking it, give the formula some time to work its magic. I tell my friends not to reevaluate their results for 6 to 9 months. Do that, and you might be happily surprised. And you know what? You may be happily surprised long before the 6 months. Your young looks and good health may be easier than you think. And won't it be fun when you go to your high school reunions?
Become a power manifester with Summer McStravick's complete Flow Dreaming Library CD set. Finally, here is a real practical technique that you can do in 15 minutes a day to activate the law of attraction in your life. No meditation, no long learning curve. Summer shows you how to easily start rewriting your energy patterns now. Go to flowdreaming.com to listen to actual excerpts of the CDs as you become a power manifester. Visit flowdreaming.com.
You can reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting godisalwayshappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at godisalwayshappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life. That's godisalwayshappy.com.
Listening to Dear Venus with your host, Venus Andrecht. Hi, welcome back. Okay, I was looking at the chat room over here. We have got a great chat room, a lot of really friendly people. It's like a big party over there. I was just saying, I wish I could join them, but I'm working. But a lady over there named Heather needed something for grief in her chest. So I think I'm going to throw out a mojo pretty soon here for grief. Grief, wherever we've got it, we all have some tucked away somewhere for something. May have forgotten about it, but it's affecting us. I want to do that this show. Also want to mention, let's see, artmojos.com, you know, my art site. I have 4 new light switches. They're not up yet. because I like to take photos of them outside in the sun, and it's raining here. It probably will be for the next few days. So if you'll check on the Facebook site, I announce it. I often put the pictures there. Also, keep going to artmojos.com. Should be up in a few days. This is Tuesday, the 17th of May, 2011. And you know about my rates and that I give a personal mojo after each session. When I have personal mojos on the phone, we set the clock. You pay by the minute. You know that now after this show. And you tell me stop whenever you've had enough. But what I do is after I turn the clock off, I give you a personal mojo. I just get quiet. I stand aside. Whatever the beings want to bring through just for you comes through. And I just let her rip. Okay, what else do you need to know? Anything else? My rates, all that. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's my website. Oh, yes, I suppose you want a winner. Yes, every show, every live show, every week, and when my email newsletter goes out, I always pull a name from the pot, and they get a 10-minute reading with me if they see their name or hear their name. How do you get in that pot? Well, you get on my newsletter list. And if you're on the list, great. You can win as many times as your name comes up. It's fine with me. But you need to go to my website, GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Look for newsletter. Click on that. Just sign up there. That's all you do. Just get on the list or you can't win. Here's the winner today. Angela Steen. It's spelled S-T-E-A-N-E. S-T-E-A-N-E. Deanne Steen, not sure. But Angela, your 10-minute reading with me is free and valid through May 23rd, 2011. After that, you missed it. Sorry. All right, let's see. Okay, we've got some time here. Oh, I better start moving fast. Let's do that mojo first so I don't forget. Okay, everybody out there, most of us have lost somebody, some buddies, or we've had heartbreaks of one kind or another with people, animals, jobs. Oh, gee, what haven't we had heartbreaks with? I bet they're piled up inside us like stones, just up, 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 up. We all have them somewhere, even if we pretend they're not there. So I'm thinking of Heather because she requested this or mentioned it. But, Heather, it's going to go to you, and it's going to go through you and beside you out to everybody out there. Works just as well as on the archive shows. Even if you think you don't have any grief, I want you all to stand up, throw your arms in the air, and get ready to catch this. I love it. I love the thought that a lot of you are out working at your desks out in public, and all of a sudden you jump up and you start screaming, yay, me, yes, or whatever, and nobody can hear what's happening on the other end. I love to see all that. All right, so everybody get ready. What I do is I just push myself aside. I'm just the communicator, the reporter, whatever. It comes through me. This is for everybody and everything and every animal. If you have an animal that's suffering grief, you know animals do, hold them up too or put them in your mind. Here we go. This is the grief release. Grief relief. The grief relief squad. Here we go. Okay, I see it coming. Oh, my God, it's going round and round, 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 round. Woo, 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 woo. Wow, it just ripped your hearts open and cleared them out. Woo, boom, and put in love and peace. Woo, and this beautiful color all around you, all about you, and it's just swirling over and over and over and around whatever, whoever needs it, wants it, cleaning out every bit of grief and replacing it with peace, peace and understanding. Woo! Boom! Okay. All right. Let's get to the board here and see what you got going. Lena, New York City, New York. Lena, have I talked to you before? You seem familiar to me.
Yes, you did speak to me before.
Oh!
You were right. You told me that there were some sabotaging going on at work, and now I'm in a place where, ironically, I got injured, and I can't go to work, and they don't believe me.
You have a little trouble with work, don't you?
Yes.
Or people at work. How did you get injured? What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. Every time, like, I walk fast, they diagnosed this as a Keady's tendonitis. And I could barely walk today.
So what kind of work do you do that caused this?
Which is weird because I don't walk a lot at work, but since I'm a pedestrian, I have to go there walking.
So what kind of work do you do?
Customer service.
Okay, now the people that are in charge of giving you disability or money or whatever don't believe you, is that right?
Yes, I don't think I might get paid because of it.
Oh, is it the work, the company that won't pay you, or is it some other agency?
I don't know. It's the work.
Okay, who do you want me to look at, or what do you want me to do, Lena?
I want you to see into my boss's mind, see if there's just, I know hope is for the hopeless, but I always tend to have a little faith.
Okay, what's your boss's first name?
Arthur.
Arthur, and about how old, just take a guess.
He's an older gentleman, I think.
He's old, okay. And what's his title?
He's the president of the company.
Okay. Can you tell me what kind of company it is? You don't have to name it, the company, but just what kind of company?
It's a pest control company.
Okay. All right. Let's go find Arthur at pest control. Mr. Roach, where are you? Mr. Ladybug. Oh, they're not pests. I love ladybugs. All right.
No, Arthur, ladybugs are protected by wildlife.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I love ladybugs. Although sometimes, you know what? Ladybugs will bite you, and it's always like a shock. You bit me. You're a ladybug. Okay, Arthur. Let me go through you, Lena, first of all. Lena. Okay, I'm going through Arthur. Arthur, I'm a friend of Lena's. She works for you. Can you tell me if what you're thinking of Lena and her injury? He says, oh, that's always something. It's always something in this business. He says, it's just so hard running a business. Everything takes so much money, and I just don't have enough money. He worries about money. He worries a lot about money, and he has to pay out so much money. And I don't know that he enjoys his work that much. That's not what you asked me to look for, but that's what I run into. So Lena wants to know if she's going to get any money from the company for her injuries, if she's going to be compensated in any way. I'm afraid not if he can help it. Is there any recourse? Do you have anybody else or any agency you can talk to or anything, Lena?
I don't think so. But at least they're not going to kick me out, right? Am I going to get fired?
I didn't ask that. Are they going to kick you out? Well, if you cause them any trouble, they will. Like, I think he's concerned that you're going to cause trouble or keep harassing him or nagging him or something. And if you do that, he would try and get you out. Yeah. So are you able to go to work? Are you able to work now?
Right now, the doctor ordered me not to move.
Okay. Well, then
so
do
I got
it.
A doctor's note.
Okay. You got a doctor's note to stay. Get well, do what you can, and if you can, get back to work and go from there, okay? Right now, it's just what I'm seeing. Let me send you a little mojo. I think you need a little health mojo. A body mojo, a health mojo, and a mind mojo. Help settle your mind a bit, too, so you can get better faster. Because a lot of times, worry will keep us down. Okay, so everybody out there, if you need a good health mojo, an anti-worry mojo, a nice mind mojo, you know, line up. Hello. All right, let's see. Let's see what we're coming through here. Ooh, it's pretty blue light. Woo! 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 Oh, it's like I just saw the Virgin Mary. The Virgin of Guadalupe. Are you Catholic, Lena?
Yes.
Oh, maybe that's why she showed up. She must be looking out for you. All right, it's very interesting. I don't see her that often.
I'm originally from Mexico.
Okay.
Her appearance first started in Mexico.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, I was just remembering a couple of years, two or three or four years back, the Virgin Mary came around for a few days, and she was with me everywhere, and then she just disappeared. And it's very, very interesting. She just showed up with you. So it means she's with everybody for this health mojo, which is boom, boom, and peace of mind. Boom, boom. Don't worry. Don't worry. You know, I put something on my Facebook, and I might have even told you all last week. Can't remember if that's the state of my mind. I'll repeat it again, Lena, for you and everybody. My art teacher, Stan, his mother died. She was 102. She died maybe a month ago. And at the last class, he just said out of nowhere, he was talking to us girls, and he just said, you know, I was driving along, and I was worrying. And all of a sudden, I heard my mother's voice in my mind so clear, and she said, don't worry. And then he said a few days later, he said I was doing something else, and all of a sudden I heard my mother's voice in my head, and she said, it's lovely. It's so lovely. So he was quite struck by that, and me too. I love to hear those things, and I know him personally, so I know he tells the truth. But ever since then, I've been thinking, Lena, about don't worry. It's like when you're on the other side and you see life differently and you see from over there to here, all the stuff we worry about. I was telling my brother this morning who was worrying and called me to just talk to somebody. I was saying, Jim and Lena and everybody out there, including myself, everything resolves itself. Everything resolves itself eventually. Everything becomes whatever it does. So it's pointless to worry about it. Worry becomes a habit. It's like a disease of the mind. One time I was talking to the high beings a couple of years ago, and I asked about something was going on with me, and they said, the only disease you have is worry of the mind. I said, oh, they never flatter me, by the way. So, Lena, you're going to be fine, honey. Just rest, eat popcorn and chocolates, and watch TV, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Lovely chatting with you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. Pamela, Fleetwater, Texas, what's going on with you?
Well, things are going great, Venus.
Oh, my God, you're that mojo, Pamela. Aren't you?
What a beautiful day for us to meet.
Oh, for everybody who doesn't hear us all the time. Every once in a while, Pamela shows up, and she just goes wild with these mojos. She's just as wild as I am, aren't you?
I try to be. You have all kind. You have started a thing here in West Texas with us. People are naming cats after you and everything else because I always will throw out a mojo and say it's from Venus, and I have you on my phone, and sometimes when I'm talking, I just get irritated with people, and I'll put one of your mojos on. I say, listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Fine.
Oh, my gosh. Pamela, you've made my day.
It's true, God.
You are so much fun. I just love it. Okay, Pamela, I've only got a couple of minutes. Your question?
Oh, wow. Well, I've got to congratulate you. I am so glad to hear my lady is going to stand up for herself and not accept this kind of criticism that people put out to you. That's not fair. It's not right. They don't really realize what they're doing.
Well, thank you, Pamela.
We're all taking a lot of it, and I think that it's time for a lot of us, just those of us that are true and sweet at heart, especially you, my lady, that, it's just not fair. It's just not fair. But anyway, I'm very proud. I want you to throw it back, and as far as I'm concerned, you can bounce it off the wall 3 or 4 times to a whole bunch of different people, you know?
Pamela, you are just so cool. You are so cool.
Sometimes I have a few horns coming out, you know, and we all get tired of that stuff. But nonetheless, unfortunately, we've got this relationship thing going on with my son and a younger, not a daughter, but a younger girl. And it's new relationship, but I'm not real happy about it.
Okay.
And if you could help me, I would greatly appreciate
it. Okay, it's your son.
Yes, my son, Logan.
And how old is he?
He's 23.
And how old is the girl, and what's her name?
She's 17, and she's Cassidy.
And you want to know what?
I want to know. I think she's... My son doesn't ever get really, really serious. He doesn't date a lot of girls, and he's really head over heels over this girl.
All right, you know what? I've got a minute here at the studio. They're going to cut us off. Let me just see what I get really quick. And if, you know, try and call me back next week because I'd like to spend more time with you. You've been so kind to me. But let me see. Logan and Cassidy. Logan's not going to listen to anybody. He's only listening to Cassidy. you know, right now. And but what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a fast mojo for clarity of mind for him. Good luck. Boom, 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 boom. See her clearly. Boom, boom. And protection. Boom, boom. Try and call me back next week, would you, Pamela? Pamela?
I see it. That is great. Thank you so much.
Try and call me back because I'd like to answer your question more in depth. All right, everybody. I'm going to get kicked off here in just a second. So I just want to thank you all for coming to the party. I so enjoyed your company. And see you here next Tuesday. And see you on Facebook on my fan book, right? Rah, rah, rah. Love you. Bye.